I'm Gary Colley, your regular speaker on the program, and a delight again today it is for me to greet you with the gospel of Christ. Our question for this week, does the Bible teach that a Christian can apostatize? Well, certainly we believe that the Bible needs to be studied to learn such answers as this. A Christian is one who has obeyed the gospel of Christ. The Bible makes that quite plain. He is not one who lived under the patriarchal age because there were no Christians in that time. He is not one who lived under the Mosaical age because there were no Christians in that day. But Christian refers to those who have lived since the death, the burial, the resurrection of Christ, and who have come by obedient faith, having repented of sins, and confessed the name of Christ, and been baptized into Christ. In Acts 11, we find the first time the name Christian is used, and he said the disciples were called Christians first in Antioch, Acts 11:26. Therefore, my friends, if you're a Christian, it is because you obeyed the simple plan of salvation that was delivered in the commission of our Lord, after his death, burial, and resurrection. But can one who has done this then fall from the grace of God? Can he apostatize? We learn from Hebrews 10:28 that he that despised Moses' law died without mercy under two or three witnesses. Of how much sore punishment, he said, suppose ye shall he be worthy, or thought worthy, who hath trodden under foot the Son of God, and hath counted the blood of the covenant wherewith he was sanctified an unholy thing, and hath done despite unto the Spirit of grace. For we know him that said, vengeance belongeth unto me, and I will recompense, saith the Lord, and again the Lord shall judge his people. It is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God, says verse 31. But call to remembrance the former days, in which after ye were illuminated, ye endured a great fight of afflictions, partly whilst ye were made a gazing stock, both by reproaches and afflictions, and partly whilst ye became companions of them that were so used. And then he goes on in verse 38 to say, for the just shall live by faith, and if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. You know, when we think about drawing back, we think about apostasy. When we turn away from those things that are right, away from those things that God would have us to do. Some of Jesus' disciples went back and walked with him no more. In John 6, verse 66 and verses following, it said, upon these things which Jesus taught, many of them turned back and walked no more with him. And Jesus also turned to the 12, and he said, will ye also go away? And Simon Peter said, Lord, to whom shall we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life, and we believe and are sure that thou art that Christ, the Son of the living God. Now they could eat loaves and fishes, but they couldn't digest the hard sayings of our Lord. And because of those sayings, they went back. They went back never to walk with Jesus anymore. Can a man turn from the Lord? Indeed, these did. The Galatians went back to the law. They left just as the Hebrew brethren were about to do, to go back to the things of the old law and not continue in the law of Christ. They'd been made free by the gospel, and they chose, though, to turn back. That's apostate. And, of course, rather than walking after the Spirit's teaching, they wanted the old law with all of its desires and its symbols and its outward display. Paul wrote to them in Galatians 5:4. He said, you're severed from Christ. Ye who would be justified by the law, ye are fallen from grace. My friends, you can fall from grace, and a Christian can apostatize.